Medical experiments. The physical side of this research was aided by hints from homeopathy, sustaining my final conclusion that mortal belief, instead of the drug, governed the action of material medicine. I wandered through the dim mazes of Materia Medica till I was weary of, quote, scientific guessing, unquote, as it has been well called. I sought knowledge from the different schools, allopathy, homeopathy, hydropathy, electricity, and from various humbugs, but without receiving satisfaction. I found in the 262 remedies enumerated by Jarre one pervading secret, namely, that the less material medicine we have, and the more mind, the better the work is done. A fact which seems to prove the principle of mind healing. One drop of the 30th attenuation of natrum muriaticum in a tumbler full of water, and one teaspoonful of the water mixed with the faith of ages, would cure patients not affected by a larger dose. The drug disappears in the higher attenuations of homeopathy, and matter is thereby rarefied to its fatal essence, mortal mind. But immortal mind, the curative principle, remains and is found to be even more active. The mental virtues of the material methods of medicine, when understood, were insufficient to satisfy my doubts as to the honesty or utility of using a material curative. I must know more of the unmixed, unerring source in order to gain the science of mind, the all-in-all of spirit, in which matter is obsolete. Nothing less could solve the mental problem. If I sought an answer from the medical schools, the reply was dark and contradictory. Neither ancient nor modern philosophy could clear the clouds or give me one distinct statement of the spiritual science of mind healing. Human reason was not equal to it. I claim for healing scientifically the following advantages. First, it does away with all material medicines and recognizes the antidote for all sickness as well as sin in the immortal mind, and mortal mind as the source of all the ills which befalls mortals. Second, it is more effective than drugs and cures when they fail or only relieve, thus proving the superiority of metaphysics over physics. Third, a person healed by Christian Science is not only healed of his disease, but he is advanced morally and spiritually. The mortal body being but the objective state of the mortal mind, this mind must be renovated to improve the body.